You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara in Shavuot of Amit Chesed Beis, V'naf Kimina Shesor Ritzvusi Chavtza Beyodei. The Gemara says by Shavuot, by Shavuot Adayonim, you need to hold some kind of a Chavtza Beyodei. Okay, the Rove, so the Gemara says like Rove, the Marova Haidayon, the Shtaba Shemelokia Shamaim, if a person does a Shavuot, V'shem Shamaim, Elokia Shamaim, Nasik Mishetov Var Mishnah. There is a situation that saying Shavuot B'shem alone is not a shvua, is a tobit var mishnah, v'choizer, and he has to do the shvua again. V'omar apopa hay dayona di shove b'tfilin, somebody a dayan, the next shvua a dayonim, he does that b'tfilin, nasik mishe tobit var mishnah, is tobit var mishnah, v'choizer. V'ilchso, the Gemara says, v'ilchasak v'ose de rova, v'les ilchasak v'ose de rova, v'ilchasak v'ose de rova, the rova is right, that if he's nishma b'loi kesh shamayim, delo nokit chevtza b'yode, if he don't hold any chevetz, and you're mashbiya b'ashem b'loi kesh shamayim, that is not a good shvua, and you have to do it again. But v'les ilchasak v'ose de rova, v'ose de rova, but according to Rapopa, if you hold tefillin, tefillin alone should be enough. You don't need a sefer Torah. That is what Gemara says in the Amit Chesed Beis. So the Ritva comes and says and adds the following idea. V'asikta de dayona de shova b'tfilin. If you have a dayan, a judge that makes a shua on tefillin, ain't no choizer. That's enough. They are not kitmida b'yode because he has a chavtza in his hand. That's enough. The kitas chayfetz. V'yeshomer du adin im nishma b'tzitzis. What if somebody holds the tzitzis? Instead of holding a tefillin, he holds the tzitzis. He says, so some people say that's good enough. Says the Ritva in Shavuos v'lesa. The also noki b'chsim k'dusha to be holding a chavtza de k'dusha that has kisvi hakodesh tefillin. It's enough. You don't need sefer Torah. But she ain't can be tzitzis. If it's tzitzis, the lo havi latash mishmizah is only chavtza de mitzvah. Then you are not yoytze. That's not nikita chayfetz. So says the Ritva, when nikita chayfetz works is if you hold the tefillin. If you hold the tzitzis, it's not enough. Okay. That is Shita Saritva. And that's Lechori Shver going to Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye, well known in Perech of Dalet, he says, explains when Avraham Avinu got Eliezer to make the Shvua, it says, Simno Yod Chotaches Yerechi. He told him, hold your hand in my thigh. And Chazal say, Rashi already quoted, because he wanted to be Nikitas Chefetz with the Mila. So he was holding over the mitzvah. So what does he mean? Hashem Elokei Shamayim? Because the Torah kula shmoyis shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Torah is shmoyis shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah achas min the mitzvah is only chelek echad Hashem. A mitzvah is also Shem Shamayim. We have in there, so a mitzvah is Shem Shomayim, so you should be able to do a mitzvah and hold it in Nikitas Chayfetz. That's why the psukim go together. Sim na yod chotaches yerechi, hold my mila, v'yashpiach ad Hashem Elokei Shomayim, then ishvua b'shem. Shvua b'shem, usually you need Nikitas Chayfetz, says the Rabbeinu Bechai, a mitzvah is also Nikitas Chayfetz. Why? Because a mitzvah is Shmoyitza Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is the Rabbeinu Bechai consistent? Or is it consistent with the Ritva? Because the Ritva says a mitzvah today is not enough. By Avraham Avinu, he took mitzvah smila, and mitzvah smila is enough because shmoyitza shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between mila by Avraham and by us? The one who asks the similar question is Tosfos in Shavuos. Haidana de shovem tefillin. According to Rav Papa, Rav Papa held that the only shvuas chayfetz is if you hold the sefer Torah. If you hold that tefillin, it's not enough. Asks the Torah, Zafagash Yishbi Avraham es Eliezer b'mila. One second, the shvua of Rav Avinu is the mila, the old question. Hamina b'sovot avet chochem nekatchil mit tefillin. Yes, there is a possibility that it is like tefillin. Because there are instances that tefillin is enough, like avet avet chochem. So even Rav Papa would agree. But the question is, that's not consistent with Ritva, because there's a difference between tefillin and mila. Inami kibud adanu ditzav yoisa. Since there is no mitzvah more than the mila, have a sefer Torah. This is the whole sefer Torah. Mila in this instance is like the sefer Torah because there is no other mitzvah around it. Since this is the only mitzvah, it has a din of sefer Torah. And the question: does that mean if you need chavtza de kedusha, according to the Ritva, a mitzvah doesn't work, and according to Rav Papa, even tefillin doesn't work? you need a Sefer Torah. Why? By Avraham Avinu, since he had no other mitzvah, mitzvah tzimila has the same quality. And so that's question number one. If you need Shavuos, B'nikitas Chayfetz, you need to hold the Divrei Kedusha. Why by Avraham Avinu, Mila was enough? Tosafot says because he had nothing else. By us, according to the Ritva, it doesn't help to have a tzitzis. And according to Rav Papa, even that feeling doesn't help. So the question is, why by Avraham Avinu Mila? Because it was only mitzvah, it's so different. Question number one. Question number two is the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchos Melochim Perek Tes says the following: Shadvorim Nitzav Yodam Arishon. Yodam Arishon was Metsuva in six mitzvahs. Alavir Ezora, Berkas Hashem, Shvichas Domin, Gireyaz, Alges Vladini. Alpha Bishop Kolam Kabbalah Biadin Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we got from Moshe Rabbeinu those traditions, the Adas Noitalahem. And it's something that makes a lot of sense, right? You don't need anything. Michal divrei Torah yire shaleilu mitzav. So he's mashal from the Torah that what you call that he was and is mashal the tradition that he was in the stav of those mitzvahs. Hoisiv lenoach ever minachai shneimar achusav benafshu domo nosecheilu. Right. So he says the Rambam. The first six mitzvahs, there's no possible. But that's noitele michal divrei Torah, ir shelo nitzave. Even though it's that is part of the Torah, those six mitzvahs, is mashma that Odom Arishon is so basic that Odom Arishon is tave. Noach got ever minachai. It's not possible. Nimtzu sheva mitzvahs. By Noach, he had already seven mitzvahs. That's why it's called seven mitzvahs. Ne Noach. Vechen hayado bechol lamad Avrom. Until Avrom came. Ba Avrom is tave eser a little bit mila. With Paul Shachris. So Avrom Avinu got two extra mitzvahs. Mila and Shachris. Yitzchak, if Rish Meiser, Moisif Tzilachez, if Nosyoim. And Yitzchak did Mincha and Meiser. Yaakov, Hoisiv Gidanoshe, Mispal Larvitz. Ubi Mitzrayim, Nistavi Amram, Mitzvah Zeseris. By then, Amram was Mitzavah, Acheba Moshe Rabbeinu, Venishlema Atoira Leodoi. Until Moshe Rabbeinu added the rest. Right from all these mitzvahs, he completed to 613. Mashma from the Rambam, very clear, that the mitzvahs of the Ovis and all the Marishan, all those early mitzvahs, they remain as mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu added. He didn't reenact those mitzvahs. Masha from the Rambam means that the mitzvahs are the mitzvahs of the Ovis still here, and now there are no more mitzvahs, so we had basically 20 before, and Moshe Rabbeinu added the 593 extra ones. Now, the problem is with the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Mishnah in Chulin says like this, Noyik b'tehoira ve'ino neik b'tehima. Kidan Oshe is only a behema, kosher behema. A kosher treifa animal, a tmei animal, not a non-kosher animal, is not. Why? Because the Torah says, don't eat gidanoshe. It's implied that you could eat the rest of the animal. It's only gidanoshe, not. So clearly, it's talking about only a behemoth Torah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo b'bni Yaakov, nesa b'ni anov gidanoshe v'adam b'ima tmei muteres lahem. That's not right. Because you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, don't eat gidanoshe. It meant from any animal. So even behemoth tmei. So Omrulobi Sina Neamar, they said, no, you're right. That's the Yaakov Zavinu's mitzvah. But Besina Neamar Shenichta Bimkoimu. It was said in Sinai, only the story is mentioned by Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi learns that Chachomim argued Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, no, the mitzvah was given in Sinai. Gidanoshe was only given in Sinai. It's only mentioned by Yaakov Avinu because the Torah wanted to contextualize the mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu never had such a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah only by Sinai. So as the Erech Mishneh, that Mishneh is against the Rambam. Why? Yaakov Oisif. Kosh v'rikadosh yomu neg b'tor neg b'tmeh. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'tmeh. Omer lo b'Sinai. Mashma dolo neser la b'Sinai. It's mashma that the old mitzvahs Gidanoshe was only given in Harsinai. Ule Yaakov lo neser li v'drabonan. According to Rabbonan, they hold it's only behema tehoira. They hold that the mitzvah was only given by Sinai, not by Yaakov Avinu. The kaimalan kevasayu, the aloch is like them. We know that there is no Gidanoshe by a non-kosher animal. How can you tell me that the Rambam is telling you that Yaakov Avinu is Moisiv Gidanoshe? It's not right. He didn't get Gidanoshe. Gidanoshe was given in Sinai. If you want to tell me, okay, it's not a mitzvah. He just got it as a tradition. He just made it up. That's very hard. The only pasuk is al ken lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is gidanoshe. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk al ken lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is gidanoshe was given to Yaakov. Makes sense. But according to Rabbanan, that's how we pasken. That's why there's only gidanoshe by a behemat behoira, not a behemat mea. It was only said in Sinai. So it was never given to Yaakov Avinu. So that's the question Lechemishna asks on the Rambam. Now, the answer is very simple because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos argues with Rashi, and the Shitoso, he consisted with his idea, with his view, that makes a lot of sense. Says the Rambam, something very important. Pay attention to what the Mishnah is saying. שכל מה שאנו מרחיקים עושים היום אינן עושים מצווה כשבוך על דמי של הבן הראשון. Today, the reason we follow any mitzvahs is because of Moshe. לא שהקדוש ברוך הוא אומר זה לנביאים שלפונם. We don't do it because הקדוש ברוך הוא בצווה אברהם או בצווה יעקב. כגון זה שאיננו אוכלים אבר מן החי. Let's say we don't eat אבר מן החי today. So אין אם יש קדוש ברוך הוא עושה לו דרך. It's not because הקדוש ברוך הוא prohibited Noach. You're right. Noach got the mitzvah of Gidanoshe. I'm sorry, of אבר מן החי. But that was for Noach and his children. But when the Torah was given, we don't keep anything that was given to Noach. We keep new mitzvahs. El efishe Moshe also lein ever menachai b'ashet tziva b'sinai shizkai mitzvah menachai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sinai told us to keep ever menachai. In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu validated the mitzvah of Avraham, there was some kind of a validation, a reenactment of the old mitzvahs. U'kmo kenanu melibnish Avraham Avinu mal atzmo. Our mila is not because Avraham Avinu was mal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the mitzvah of Avraham becomes enacted. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means beside the Rabbanon hold that Ein Achinam Yaakov Avinu was mitzvah, but the tzivoy of Yaakov, the tzivoy of Avraham, the time of Matan Torah, they expired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to revalidate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to reenact. So today we keep because of the validation or the reenactment of Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sinai didn't create a new mitzvah. He only validated, he only extended the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. V'chen gidanosh einanu ichlem achar gitzu Yaakov Avinu. Ela mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu. We eat today. We don't eat Gidanoshe, not because of Yaakov. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sinai extended, validated, revalidated, re-extended the mitzvah of Yaakov. Halotir v'shomu tarag mitzvahs nemru le-moyshe mi-Sinai. The otaryag mitzvahs le-moyshe mi-Sinai v'cholelu mechalal mitzvahs. So it comes out something very interesting. That in Achinami, the Rambam is saying, Avraham was nitzave, all of them was nitzave. But their tzivoy expired by Har Sinai. In Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended those mitzvahs, they said the mitzvahs of Avraham, we keep killing. So therefore it's called a Sinai reenactment. That's what the Gemara says, it's only by Behemat Tehora, because Behemat Tehora is a surah anyway. So that's how it explains Chachomim. Chachomim are saying that you're right, the others were nitztave, but their tzivui expired in Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reenact to tell us to keep those mitzvahs. And the question is why? Bishlo by fits a new mitzvah completely, I understand. But here, Rambam is saying that those mitzvahs that they did, we are keeping them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these mitzvahs, they expired, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an extra extension. And the big question is why the mitzvahs of the Ovis expired by Har Sinai? It makes no sense. If with the Ovis were not Nitztaveh or only Nitztaveh for some period of time, makes sense. But here we are saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Har Sinai, revalidated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended their mitzvahs. So why did they expire? Why did the obvious mitzvahs expire in Har Sinai? That's question number two. And then question number three. Question number three is a fantastic word. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh Dei Rish Pischeis al this. Also, it's about Meumah. You know, the mezuzah, we cannot add anything to the Meumah. Ela shivi b'chutz kotvim shakai. The Shem Shin Dalid Yud, you write outside of the mezuzah. Keneged teivat vehaya shebifnim. The vehaya im shamoa, the vehaya is the counterpart, meaning you on the outside write Shin Dalid Yud. And the Hago, and the Ramos says, V'yishoy minu neged ha-revach shever ha-parshas. You write not keneged the vehaya, you write keneged the space between Shema and Ve'yayim Shamoa. And it's the tour, B'shem HaRosh, and the Hago is Mamines. V'chen no yagim. And says, diramo manichim nekev bakane neged shemshakai. When you put the mitzvah, the mezuzah in some kind of a casing, you leave an opening for the shemshakai sheye nireh mibachutz, that you should be able to see from the outside the shemshakai. Now, this is truly a Rambam. The Rambam says minak posh shekuisu mezuzah mibachutz keneged the rev parsha le parsha shakai. She does a Rambam is like the Ramo. You write it ben parsha le parsha. The aim, as they have said, and there's no problem of doing it if they show bachutz because it's outside. Aval elu shekotvim mibifnim shemus amalochim shemus kadosh shemuposuk ochoisomus. But people who add stuff inside the mezuzah, names of malochim or anything, and in bichlal mishelam chelak, but you have no chelak olamah. But shila tip shemulodaylem shemitla mitzvah sheotzu mitzvah gdoilam. Sheichod Hashem shekodesh bochum avosu avosu kilu kamir shela noyas atzmat. Meaning people turn mezuzahs into amulets. The Rambam says it's terrible. So therefore you don't write anything to mezuzah. Don't add anything. Right? So says the Rambam, you write only the Shem Shakai from the outside, and he writes keneged the revach. Okay, that's Shita Saramba. Says the Kesef Yishlim in the Posh Shekoyz Tebuzu Bachutz Kedek Zarev Shepash Neparsha U'Besefer Azoye V'Parsha Zvizchan Tzorch Tov Shakei Bachutz Kedek Zarev Shepashim. So says the Kesef Yishlim, the ones who argue, which is the Shita Zashulchan Aruch, which is the Kesef Yishlim, is the Zoya. The Zoya says that you write Shakai in the back of the word V'Haya. So the right, there is so the big machlok is the Ramo and the Shulchan Aruch is where you write Shakai, keneged the teva vehaya, or in the space right before. Is it, do you write it on the space right before, or do you write keneged vehaya? That's machlok is the Zoyar and the Rambam, right? We're going to see how this thing comes out. So the Seder Mishnah, right? The Seder Mishnah says something fantastic. Says the Seder Mishnah. He quotes the Rambam. Kosov Maran zal be kesev mishne minak poshe koiz besefer azoy pas is chosh the lichto bachut kedek vayavich vim ad kal kesev mishne. Just at the kesev mishne, that's machloikes the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, machloikes the Rambam and the Zoyer. The Rambam holds is keneged the space according to the Zoyer is keneged the word vehaya. Vein atur biyoredeya kosov gamke bishem arosh kedas rabbeinu zal. The Rosh holds like the Rosh, the Rambam. Sheicht of dafka keneged harevach shebim parsha leparsha. You write in that space. On the back of that space. V'chein kosu kol g'dol ha'rishonim. Aval gam, sham b'sifra aroch b'it Yosef, when the Beis Yosef had the tour, kosav aran zal the same thing, kosav aviyadoy linog lichtoy v'furash b'sefer ha'zoyer, v'chein roi linog ad kal l'shonim one of the Beis Yosef. He says, the Beis Yosef v'shchan aroch, you follow the Zoyer. Aval b'sefer dar chemoy shel limar an aramo kosav, they know you can Beis Yosef. That's Ramo argues. He says the same thing in dar chemoy shel. We don't hug the Beis Yosef, Kezoyer, Elonok Moshikos Rabbeinu Vatur. We follow the Rambam in the Torah because of Hashem, Machut Keneged Rev Shem Parsha Shele Parsha Shnia. So that's Machloik is the Ashkenazim in the Sephardim. The Ashkenazim hold like the Rambam, he is in the case of Ashkenazim, hold like the Rambam in the Rosh, that you write the Shem Shomaim Shakai Keneged the space. And according to the Zoyer, which is the Kesem Ishne, which is the Sephardim, you write Keneged the word Vehaya. V'chein sham b'shulchan aruch the pharaoh poskei v'chavik with Hashem keneged yos v'ya kedas hazoyer paskei keneged v'ya u'sodet u'marad ramo higied minar kedas rabbeinu v'chol yeser gdoi leharishoinim koisim keneged harevach. Okay, v'haynu, now he explains what's the machloikis with it. The more that Beis Yosef tof as darko b'kum shish machloikis b'na poiski v'na gmod la machri alecha v'chat sol shoro lifso kazoyer. The Shulchan Aruch always says like this, we never pass on the Zoyer. But if there is an ambiguity in aloha, there's a machloikis, you could use the Zohar to decide to as one of the opinions. Even if you have the majority of the poiskim that hold one opinion, you could hold the Zohar in opposite way. So here's a typical example. The vast majority of the poiskim, as you saw it, right? Everybody holds that you write the Shem Shakai keneged the Revach in the space between Shema and Vehaya. Shitas, Haramo, and Shitas and Beis Yosef, since the Zohar argues, and this is a machloek, is a poiskim anyway, you hold like that. The Ude, Ani, Beoni, Ani, Midas, Toira, Vedas, Noita, Oimer, and Misa, Dede, Fea, Samara, Naramozal. So it says, the Mishnah, the Ramo is right. The fact that we argue with the Zohar here is something that makes a ton of sense. Is that Klal Kolechadish, Echreb, Agmor, in Anachroim, that's it, the Zohar. Anytime the Gemara argues with the Zohar, we follow the Gemara. כי הגמור דילן היא כל בו שכל הכלל הרע בזה הרדבה, זה רבה סס בפירוש. If there is a machlokes between the Gemara, between the Bavli, and the, what you call, the Zohar, הוא פסק the Bavli. הוא מור על בי שיוסף גוף ובספרו ארוך בי שיוסף, כמה פי אומר, בי שיוסף says that several times. אם כן פה, באחד כמן, יהיה לנו אחרי בגמור דילן סעת הכלל הזוהר, I'm going to show for the Gemara that you don't like the Zohar. שאין קויסון השם נגד טבע הילק, נגד החלק של משה משה, I'm going to show you a right from the Gemara that you write the Shakai as in the space. Like the Zohar Lishitosoi, שאין תמוצר קויסון מויסון נגד טבע השמור, I'm going to show you that the Zohar Lishitosoi argues with the Bavli, I'm going to see, אבל לא חן אמין הגודל, וכל גדר שוינים, but the Rambam and all the Rishoinim and the Ramo, everybody follows the Bavli that you write כנגד, אוי סוכר רגע החלק. וביו דובר זהו, explains. דרישו תחילה תיק לך את חושן הזוהר אומר. Let's explain the Zohar. The Zohar says like this, ככסוב וכלשוינו. Now I'm going to, the reason I'm showing the Zohar here is because he is going to explain the Zohar according to one of the Shittas, and it's כנגד רמז. משה זקות, he does how he explains the Zohar. Looks at the Zohar, it's fantastic. תחוזי, והיה שמה קדישה מתתוי לילה. The name והיה, if you look backwards, right, if you go ahead and you rejigger, it's the word Yudke Vovke, right? ועלו יתרושים לבר מקבול שמו דודג שם הוויה וברוך שמו עדים אז בטבע היה, והיה מלגב, so that's why the word והיה, which is same הוויה is inside, and מלבר, you have שקי. למה ונות נרבנש מכל סיטר מלגב, because הקדוש ברוך הוא צושו דרז השמירה from the out inside, which is vehaya, which is the neshoma, umilbar, and outside, which is the guf. Ad kal shonazoim ksato safot miyura milot misefer mikta shmelach b'shem Ramaz. That's how the Ramaz explains. What the Zohar is saying, the vehaya is the shem yud kei vav kei rejiggered, and the yud hei vav hei, yud kei vav kei is vehaya, vav hei yud hei, right? That's yud kei vav kei. And that's inside, that's keneged the shmira for the neshama. The guf, the counterpart, the chitzoinius, is the shem shakai. That's why the shem shakai and the shem vehaya have to be on two sides of the cloth. The outside cloth is shakai, which is the shem keneged the guf, keneged the shom vehaya. That is the shitas hazoyer. And he says, v'amivor midvorim ela dvorim itol lemala, the you realize that here in the Shem Shakai and Vehaya you need two things. He's telling you that there is a double Shmira in the same thing. Is the Shmira for the Guf outside and the Neshama, which is the Pnimius of that Guf. לזה צור גם כשני שמוי שיהיו מחובור, זה מספר, that's why the שם שקה and the שם והיה have to be attached, that's שיטס הזויר. וזוי שנייה, כי גם הירויו שתי שמירס הללו הם אחד מבפנים ואחד מחוץ, כי בר ובד, and therefore, the way to see it, you have to see one from the outside, one from the inside. Not only the two shemos have to be together, but they cannot be on the same side. They have to be one inside and one outside. One is a shmira of the pnimius, and therefore you write that shem in the pnimius. Dugmas on the shoma shidi pnimius aguf. So he says this thing is very parallel to what's happening. The Shem, the Pnimius, the internal Shem, is the Vehaya, which is Yudke Vovke, and that's connected in the Shoma, and therefore it has to be inside, because the Shoma is the Pnimius, is the inside, is the Pnimius of the person. The Chitsoinius, the outside, the superficial, is Shakai. That's why you put Shakai outside. ושם אחד יניחת מלבר בחיצוי נויסה שבזוזה, not only the two shemes have to be together, one has to be in the outside, דוגמה סגוף שהוא חיצוי נשאל נצומה, נשם הוא ידד גוף, איזה חיצוי נזוד נשאלה. So this is exactly what is the concept. So he says, והנה טבעס והייו דיוצי פיסגם שיש בו איסו של השם, הוויה, says בסדר משנה, the word והיה is כנגד השם שמיים, but it's funny, אבל המיה בדוב אמור שאין בו שום קדוש ומקודש בשם כלל, the word והיה is, you're right, if you rejigger שם שמיים, is you'd give off, okay? But there's no קדוש השם, והיה, it is no קדוש, והיה הם שמו, the first word והיה, there's no קדוש השם, like every other word that is Chumash. You're allowed to raise the word Vehaya. Vehaya is not Shem Shomayim. You could erase it. So he says that's a problem. This is like a Ibcha Mistabra. The Shem of the Neshom of Vehaya that you write inside the cloth, that Shem is Amekadosh. There's no Kedusha because Vehaya is not a Shem. You're right, says the Zohar, if you rejigger, is the Shem. But it's not a Shem. But the same Shakai that you're reviving outside is Toif is the Kedusha of the entire Sefer from both sides. Right? So that's... You realize that Vehaya, right, is the Yud and the Vov are switched, right? Is Yud Kei Vov Kei, he is Vehaya, he's rejiggered. Okay? So he says there's no Kedusha, but the Shem Shaket there is. Even Keshu Kotve Bachutz ala Mezuzah, he's not offensive to show us Kol Adus Suchsuz, Kol HaKlav, Ola Gvil, Mever Alever. Kenich Tate Veyal Klav, Shumi Kudash, Mekdusha Shem Kov, Shem Bachutz. He says, this is a crazy world. You're writing this Shakai, which is Shem Shomayim, on the outside, and it's Mekadosh, and the word Vehaya, you're writing on a cloth which has a Kedusha, because when you write in the cloth in the Kedusha, you mekadesh the entire cloth, meaning through the two sides. So the other side, you cannot write anything. You cannot write anything under the Shem. So the Vehaya is a problem. Meaning you're not allowed to write something on the other side of Shem Shamayim. Here there's no such a problem because you write the Hayayim Shamoah before writing the Shem Shakai. So when you write the Shem Shakai, there is already the word Vehaya. The Zohar says you should write Shakai on one side and Vehaya on the other side. How can you do that? Even though technically you're writing Vehaya before the Shem Shakai, so there's no Isur, but it's not right. Anything you write in a piece of paper, Shem Shomayim, you're not allowed to write in the verse anything. So here you're writing the verse Shakai and inside you're writing Vehaya. How can you do it? You have a situation that Shem Shomayim is on one side on the verse and the other side you have Divrei Chol, or something which is Nimcha. You're not allowed to do that. So according to the Zohar, it doesn't make any sense. And he's going to explain something which is fantastic. So says the Seder Mishnah is the Zohar and the Gemara Lishitosam. Even as a Nichar, a Zohar Lishitosam, Gav Shilemar, but lo ken an, I'm asking a Gemara di Lan, the Rav Uf, a Choz, a Potsk, a Rok, Meir, the Noisim, Oisim, Psuches, the Lashoisim, Osam, Stumus. Because the big question is, how do you write Vehayayim Shamoah? If Vehayayim Shamoah and Shema is separated by a stuma, there is a space right before. So technically, you could write Shakai, because Shakai and Vehaya have to be next to each other. So according to the Ramah, since you have a partial stuma before, it's better to write on that space the Shakai, because you have nothing written on the verse, and then you have Vehaya next to it, and they have to be next to each other. But according to the Zohar, he paskins that the Parsha is a Parsha Psucha, so the Parsha Psucha, there's no space before, it's a separate line. So since there is no space before, there is no way to write Shakai, if you want to make it close, and next to Vehaya, right in the back of Vehaya. And that's what he says. So he says, that's the idea. The reason why the Zohar says you write it on Vehaya is because you have no space before, because it's a Parsha Psucha before. In other words, the Shema, the Parsha ends in the previous line and you start a new line. Once you start a new line, you have nothing else to put in next to it, because Shakai and Vehaya have to be next to each other. And he explained before, and I didn't want to go through the Otruva, the same Shakai has to be before the Shem Vehaya. Has to be before the rejiggered Shem. So according to the Ramah, you have a space. You could write in the space before because there is a Parsha Stuma. But according to the Zohar, there's no Parsha Stuma. It's left out that you cannot do anything and you have to write in the Shem Vehaya. So says the Seder Mishnah, that's Machloikis. The Zohar Lishitosoi holds It's clear from the Zohar two things, and that's what we follow. The Shem Shakai is the expression of Shem Havaye Mibachutz, is the Shmira Mibachutz, and Vehaya is the Shmira Mibifnim. Therefore, the two Shemas have to be next to each other, and they have to be one from the verse of the other in the two sides. Now, according to this Zohar that holds that there's no space beforehand because it's Parshas Psucha, so then you have to write Shaka in the back of the word Vahaya. You have nowhere else to put it together. So that's what you do. But says the Ramo and the Rambam and the Rosh, we pass like the Bavli. And whenever there's a machlok is between the Bavli and the Zohar, we pass like the Bavli. And the Bavli Shita is that there is a space before. Is a stuma before. If there is a space before, you write the shakai there, and then you write vaya. And the question is, what does that mean? How the shakai is the shem of the goof? They have to be next to each other, and the shakai has to be before. That's why you can't write afterwards. The word im, it already says that, say that Mishnah, you can't. That's why the zoya shita is, if there's no space, you have to do a bidyavit and write it in the back of the word vaya. If there is a space before, you do before. Because the Shem Shakai has to be next to the Shem Vehaya. That's number one. And the number two, it has to be from the outside, but has to be beforehand. So therefore, you write the Shakai, if there is a space before, and that's the Ramo, the Rambam folding like the Bavli, the Zohar Lishitoso, if there is no space, writes in Vehaya. That's why I ask Akash. He says, according to the Kesef Mishneh, makes no sense. He's passing like the Zohar, but the Zohar is only Shidosai. We pass like the Bavli, that there is a space. If there is a space, write on the space. That's why the Minyag Apostle is to write Shakai. And the question that remain on this are unbelievable. Why is the Shem Shakai has to be before the Shem Vehaya? Lechoira, Vehaya is not a Shem Shomayim. Is Shem Shomayim rejiggered? Right? What kind of a Shem Shamayim? Why Shakai mi bachutz keneged the guf and the Shem Havaye bifnim keneged the neshama? So to answer those three basic questions that we had, why Nikitas Chayfetz? Nikitas Chayfetz is you have to hold over Shem Kedusha. Today, a mitzvah doesn't help, said Ramo, says the Biritmo. You have to hold something with Kedusha, right? Number one. According to Rav Papa, you need a Sefer Torah. Tefillah is not enough. Mashenken, in the time of Avram, because, says Tois, there was no other mitzvah, a mitzvah alone was called the Kitas Chayfetz, even according to Rav Papa. Even according to Rav Papa, who didn't need the Sefer Torah, a mitzvah alone, what does that mean? One second, if mitzvah doesn't help today, why did it help today? You're right, he had nothing else. But okay, so don't do Shvuah in Kitas Chayfetz. What does it mean that is Shem Shomayim at that time when there's nothing else? Question number one, right? Then the question number two is what we saw in the question number two is the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the mitzvahs were given to the Ovis, and that's a good mitzvah, but they would expire by Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch expanded and extended them. Why do they expire Matan Torah? Mimarashach, if the older children in the Tzuveh, Matan Torah should not create an expiry date. Why is it an expiry date? And what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch expanded? HaKadosh Baruch didn't give you new mitzvahs. He expanded and extended the existing mitzvahs. Right? So what's the chidush? And then finally, why is the Shem Shakai has to be on the outside to the Shem Vehaya? One is keneged the guf, one is keneged the neshama. Why the Shem Shakai has to be before to the point that if you have no space, you do bedievet and you write the word vahaya, which is a very big problem. But you do that and you don't do anywhere else. And you don't jump a line. It has to be somuch and has to be right before. The question is why. So to answer all of this, we're going to learn, like always, the Sfasemis. And the Sfasemis here is fantastic in the Shemus. And I think it's very, very important because it's a lesson for life. Vayera el Avrom. Vayera el Ovis, right, Bishem, and be Kil Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Ovis, I appeared myself in the name Kil Shakai, Vshem Havaye lo nodati lehem. But my name Havaye, I did not teach them. And Rashi says, Chaval, cross the Medrash, Chaval al Deavdin. The fact that the Ovis were enough to be Kil Shakai, it's Chaval that we lost them. The Koshe says the Sfasemis, it's very severe. in the service, we have a story from Tafri Shabbat Ches. Meacher Shisim Mushrabinu le Male Yoina Shu, Kawar Shmi Hashem Lodatilem, Mushrabinu le Choira was Masig Hashem, which is higher than the others. So Chaval, that the others are not there, the Posuk is saying, they believe in Kel Shaka, but Shmi Hashem, Havaya didn't teach them, Lodatilem. One second. Avraham Moshe Rabbeinu got a bigger gilui. So why is Chaval the Avdi? Why could people say, ah, wow, for me that I lost Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? But second, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, we are all made it, they were less. Im ker machaval, acha biura inyan b'shem kel shakai. What is the word kel shakai? Omru chachom shish dai b'shem.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shakai is Russian dai, that there is enough godliness to every creature. Shedai melukus lochovi pirush koyech elukus nimcha bechol hoyve shekoyech anitva beteva. There is a lukus in anything in the world, any physical in the world. There is dai. There is enough lukus there to make it live. V'ine be'emes oves hakdoshu kol echad me'mishaloi kimamesh ve'amoyitze koyech lukus tocha teva. The chidush of the oves is they were able to identify godliness in the nature. That there is enough ilukus in every bria. You don't have to search for godliness out there. Godliness is here. There is enough ilukus, dai bilukus lechol bria. Achem leskol moicha savodo, but not everybody is able to find the lukus in everything. Lachem nisolatat zechem nisokoy lukus alidea toira vemitzas. Today we need ilukus to be able to attract, to connect to a higher darga of spirituality. We have to make the world to transcend, to connect to a higher dimension. The Ovis didn't need that. Shemala min ha-teva. We need to connect the world to above the teva. They were able to find godliness in nature. Today we have to know Torah and mitzvahs. Torah and mitzvahs, as we know, is a connection. Mitzvah says all the forms of transcendence, to transcend from the physical. By transcending, we could attract dusha from the olam ha'elyon. We can never see godliness in nature. We have to bring godliness into nature. Is that world? Is the world of miracles? The world of spirituality? And that's keneged Torah mitzvah. So we know the Havai is keneged Torah mitzvah. So we know the Zohar always mentions Yud and Heis in the Torah. Yud is Chochma, Heis Bina, Vov and Heis keneged mitzvah Esem is Mitzvah Set. The Gemara always says right mitzvah Vov keneged mitzvah Esem, and that's why it's keneged Loshon. That's connection. That's a Zohar, and Hey is keneged the Nekeva. The Nekeva, that's why all the Nekevas end with the suffix is Hey, which keneged mitzvah Loisa Set. The Noshim Achayev. That's why Shem Havaya, we know the Kavona of Shem Yukivovke is Haya Hoveviye. It was past, present, future. So it's Chabrus Hoivinos that we are connecting the world of the present, of the physical, to the world of the future, to Olam Haba. We are taking Olam Haza into Olam Haba. We are taking the present and the past into the future. Connecting the world to a mitzius, which is above nature and time. But the only way the world could transcend is if godliness was revealed in this world. Once godliness is revealed in this world, that godliness has the ability to transcend. If the physical would not have godliness revealed, would never be able to transcend. The transcendence in the Bria is because there is the godliness here, and that godliness is called Shakai. That goddess Shakai means that there is ability once you reach to her. And we mentioned so many times before that the Shitas of Sasemes, and how many times we saw that you always have to reach spirituality, because once you reach spirituality, that spirituality can grow. If you don't reach there, it can never grow. So the Ovis needed to reach, to reveal the Shakai, the Shem Shedai Belokus Lechol Dovar, the beginning of Elokus to Kol Dovar, Shetiknu Gufateva. Once you megale godliness in nature, nature has the ability to transcend. ויכול זכק לי התורה למהבה, לא למהזה, ולחבר שתי עולם, אז לא יש מיוחדים, שזה בא וזה עושה בריאה. The עושה בריאה is to take עולם הזה to transcend. But the only ability to this is, once you take that spirituality, that spirituality is the כוח to grow, to transcend and expand. והנה מושה רבינו המוחם בהם איזה קבל התורה, וימושר מהטבע לגמרי. מושה רבינו could not relate to טבע. כמו שכוסף שול נעליך מרגליך. That's why when you got out מסקוי, you have to take off your shoes. The shoes are representative of the physical world that allows you to walk. He had to be away from the physical world. If he made God, the hate of Hashem, that's why he didn't understand. The world is all godliness. You couldn't have something in the physical which is misnaget to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he didn't understand how Paro could go against Hashem. אך השם יסבור חלו, כי כזה נעשה רק אחר דומה זה אובס. He says, חבל על דעבדין, the אובס. Because they were in a lower matrega, you're right, they were connected to the nature, but they were able to find me in the nature. Even Lama Haroisa Lama Zeh, in the world of Haster and Hester upon him, they realized that always die in Lukus of the Choldava. There is always enough in Lukus, no matter how much they ask them. Then you could realize that there is a locus in the world of physical, even in the world of Lama Hari Oisa Lama Zeh, they were able to see godliness. Like the Gemara says, right, if not that I was able to take away this piece of cheres, this piece of clay, you would never find the jewel underneath it. So says the Sfasemes, Kel Shakai is the locus which is in the world of physical, which is hidden there, and is that spark of godliness that once you reveal it, it has the ability to grow, to transcend, and to go much higher. The world of transcendence of Torah, it's only a result, and it's only a derivative. It's only the second step of the office. That's what he says in Parshas Vayera Leish Lamed Ches. The same thing he says also in Taf Reish Lamed Daled before. The Ovis were preparing the path to us. And they were their avoiders, not Torah mitzvahs. That's why they don't have Torah mitzvahs. Because their avoiders to be megale locus in nature, not to bring a locus to nature, is not to transcend nature to a locus, but to reveal the godliness which is here. The yoga shemotsu gam sham heor hakdosh, we able to find heor hakdosh in the world of physical. Ubechina zu uyan hoga shebeshem shkel shakai. That is shkel shakai. Kmo shekoso sheyesh dai belukus lechol bria. There is a lukus in every creation. Peter says that God does not hold over nikutas chius lukus. Dai belukus means every single thing has a chius of a lukus. Shekoyach lius nimsha kol asfilu nikuta zu. That koyach is the magnet. Is the magnet inside that's able to attract dusha to grow. Ki boilam haza shenika al medishikesh arbe sheken lechol nikuta shabes. That truth, which is hidden within all the creatures, is covered in layers and layers of sheker. Kmo shekosav sovi v'rishoy misolachon. Ve'al zeh ne'amar hasila nafshi misfa sheker. Take me away from the edges of sheker. Ki lechod nekuda shel emes ha-sheker shovevez v'chol tzad. Every nekuda of emes, sheker involves and covers from all sides. But in any darkness, we always to be able to reach that nekuda. That is the avoidance of the obvious. Lachen ne'amar eretz migureyem ashel goru. Eretz is always called eretz or eretz migureyem. Miloshon gar. Miloshon gor, miloshon grora. Is to b'moyshech. Kmo shekosav rom gir giurim. Piru shlosh nam shocha. He was able to attract everything to the core. He was able to attract all the world to connect, not to the superficial physical world out there, but to connect to the inner core of things. That's golus, right? The golus is a type of darkness that you have to find that nekudas emes inside. The oves give us the ability that even on lama harioi salama zeh, when there's no gilu elokus for us to search the nekudas elokus, because dai belokus elokol bria, there is always the bria there, the locus there. Visa, Moshe Rabbi spaklaria de Nohera. Moshe Rabbeinu is spaklaria, but he had a clear vision. Ushiar Nevim is spaklaria de Lonehira. Every other Novi was unclear. Velama nikas paklai, we don't need it with paklai. Means paklai means it's some kind of a, it's a panas, it's some kind of a glass, of a luminary. If it's a luminary, if it, there's no light, why is it a luminary? There is light in something which is butzina the darkness. There is light within darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the clear form, in this idea of the luminary which actually lights. But in Olam Hazeh, light is within darkness. And the idea is, in Olam Hazeh, the more a person takes away from Olam Hazeh, he's able to reach to the core locus. This is Baklari Dulodnehira, the Hester Zuchlis Galus, that because, precisely because of the darkness, you're able to reach light. Because the world is a world of darkness, in the world of darkness, you know that there is light, and the more you are Oived and Olam Hazeh, the more you can reach the core. Vezeu Avoida Kosher. Shabbos Kodesh is when that Kedusha that you're able to reach grows, transcends that Shabbos. Shabbos is Galus Yoisel Chol Nefesh Bisrael, because every Nefesh had much more the revelation on Shabbos. And the more a person is able to reach in to that Nekud of Kedusha, the more this is able to grow in the Moshiach. That's Emes v'Emuna. You can only grow to Emes through Emuna. Shamati mevoy samti chol gvul layam. The pasuk says that sand is the gvul layam. Ki Moshiach means the Moshiach gvul la'agbil kol dosh lispash l'sodz oda rak gvul. When you put gvul layam, when you put chol, is the time to have agbolas, to go ahead and to be mekadesh, and to go and put boundaries on the physical, and that's a tzimtzum. If you mash is good of Israel, the more you reach to that kedusha, the tzimtzum, that you take the tzimtzum and you hold back on Olam Hazeh, on tzimtzum, the more you can reach to that nekuda, and the more you reach, mizgale horashulem, then you get emes. Emuna is the trust to find that nekuda. And the more you reach nekuda, then the nekuda grows from emuna into emes. We're going to see how this has an unbelievable aspect of dimension. And this is the Sasem Zilikudi Ashas, Lemancho Miboile. The Posuk says that the Posuk says Lemancho, and doesn't say Leman Avrom Shikrodin. Kiabakoshel Bisamigdash, Yoysel, Eschiras Havibus Bisamigdash, Shashkino Shoira, Lemancho, right? Nehemiah said you should build Bisamigdash Leman Hashem, should mean Lemancho. Lemancho means for you, Shashkino Shoira, Hashem Echo, they have Leman Lemancho, meaning Bisamigdash is to have Gilu Yashkina. The Beis Hamikdash only comes because the Malchus Adnus, which is the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh. There is no, the Beis Hamikdash can only come because it's built on the foundations of Avram. If you can reach that Nikuda Kedusha of Olam Hazeh, Gvul Samta Layam, if you are able to put the Gvul, then, in other words, if you're able to create the tzimtzum, to deal with the tzimtzum, you could get the heora. And the concept of Shem Shakai is exactly this. The Shem Shakai is the Nikuda Sailokus, which is by us, that has the ability to grow. And the Beis Halevi says this in Perek Yud Zayin Posek Aleph. And he says, Ani kel shaka yisalech lefone ve'yetomim. By Bris Mila, Kodesh Baruch Hu uses the same Shem, Ani kel shakai. And the drash says, "Shamarti lelomi dai." So here, one matter says, "Is dai lekulukus." There is enough lukus for every bria. Every bria has a lukus. You have to reach out. But also, the same the lukus that there is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Dai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Stop." What does that mean? Vish leobim madu amar lo zehashem etzibu yamila. That shem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shakai." Why is the shem Shakai? It has to do with the bris mila. Ubemer jamul kama teom lazeh dai lool shte beula matkan. Okay. Ulifia drasha marti, leol lamidai. I says, according to the Gemara in Bereish Rabba in Mem Vov, that says the Shem Shaket, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told the world, stop. Nire diish loyma de kavone yamira loylam dai. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to the world, stop. Nisparish bishnei oifonim bekamus leichus. There are two possibilities. One of them is in quantity, one of them is in quality. Ayev de hayolam oylech vitzchach v'yosef v'yosef shavola dai. Dai means that the world was expanding. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop to expand. So in other words, quantity was growing, Kodesh Baruch Hu to stop. Gamkel oifonim amitzius, but not also in the quality. Kederech mosher bizroim, roim arach sholich v'nstakim v'tchil yoyotzim nasod dekash, v'chakar mimoyle v'shibizara nase lemala shiboyle, z'chakar nase bo amoyitz. You realize that there is also a process of development. All the bria develops, and you plant, you put a seed, and it develops. Then you go and look at wheat, right? You plant, and it grows, and then it turns into flour. So the world, if not for the world died, the world, the tikkun of the world was there, but was enough, but had the ability to grow more and more. So dai is not only there is enough lukus, but the lukus stopped growing. The world stopped its development. The world was created undeveloped. He says, the omar loy dai she yoisel isukan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stop it. So the dai of a lukus is that the lukus is there. There's always enough lukus there. But it's just enough, never enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it. It's something that did not grow. It's unfinished. Yanki ken gozer chokhmos izbor besof talkir gomil yedi maise od HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave us the ability to go ahead and to develop it. Vechaniyad lebasoif. So the Shem Shakai is the Gilui Elokus unfinished. Sheyesh dai l'chol bria, meaning has enough for the Bria, meaning there is a locus everywhere, but that locus was never developed. Therefore, if you reach that locus, that tikkun has the ability to grow, and that's Maase Odom. And that's why the others reached out to find godliness in the world. Once you reach out, that godliness has the ability to continue developing, to reach out, to transcend the Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, and that's why Yemoy Sachol, for Shabbos, for somebody to be able to really experience transcendence on Shabbos, it's imperative that during the week a person reaches out to that ruchnius, which is in the world. If you search for godliness in the world, you'll be able to experience it on Shabbos. Somebody who is Mishaloi Torach Ber Shabbos is not Oichal Be Shabbos. And that's what he says, Shlosi V'yatikun Om Rasid Eretz Yisrael Shetoitzik Luk Chozo Klimilas, Losid Lovoi, the tikkun who come to perfection in Eretz Yisrael. Avad Losid Yechlod Mishiyom El Gamroi. And that's the idea of the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah is that the world is incomplete. Look at the Bris Milah, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Orla. We take away the superficial of the Orla to reveal the inside, that priyas or revelation. And that's a tikkun that you start. And that tikkun leads to something called the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that leads eventually into Torah, which is the concept of growth. Shari Oira. And the reason why, because the Kel Shakai is the Shem Kel, which is the koach, the potential, Keli Haaretz, which is Keneged Yisoid, in Doil, in Malchus, which is Shakai. Shakai is taking that Elokus, which is Kel, and turning it small, making it enough light to be able to bring Chiyus, but the ability to grow and transcend. Shem Shakai is the one that creates the boundary, the Tzimtzum, to allow it to, once you reach the Tzimtzum, then it's our avoider to allow it to grow. So Shedai Lechol Bria, and the Dai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it stop. That Kedusha doesn't grow unless you make it grow. And this is what the Shari Oira says. Shari Oira writes, and he says the following. V'ine b'yois amida zois, meaning Malchus, mismales min ha-makor shel fia, is getting receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chiyus, Nikra Shakai. Ke Eloi Mashish, Dai Ushlemus Milui. There is Dai, there is enough Ruchnius there in every single thing. But that Ruchnius is undeveloped. And that's what he quotes here, right? Hu HaYisoid, HaMekor Shilifnei HaMalchus, HaYisoid Nikra Kel Shakai. Kasher HaYisoid Mashpia BeMalchus. V'im HaSmelen Kel Shakai, Zid Nikra Shakai. Shakai is that the Rokus is Dai. Shakai. That is the chitsoinius of Elokus. That means you and forces you to reach the inside. Ki kel le'olam u'koach v'chozek. Kel is Milosh kel yaretz. It's the koach. V'kel shakai ha'koach hanim tzatok shem shakai. That is that Elokus, that power, that godliness that is hidden within Shem Shakai. Rabbi said, this is the mezuzah. The mezuzah tells you the entrance to the house, right? The boundaries to the house, which is like the boundaries to Olam Hazeh, is the Shem Shakai. What you see is the Shakai Bimachutz. You know that there is Elokus, but you realize that if you reach to Elokus, there is something there, which is the Shem Havai, that once you reach that Nekuda, then Nekuda is the ability to transcend, because the Shem Shakai is that that Elokus is undeveloped. By reaching there, you could develop. And therefore, says the Zohar, the Shem Shakai is keneged the goof of the world that reaches inside to the Shem Elokus. And therefore, the Shem Shakai is always precedes to the Shem Havaye. And the Shem Havaye is the Yud and the Vav are switched, because the Vav is the connection to reach the Yud. Shem Shomayim Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud to the Vav. Yud is the Nekuda to the Vav, to the connection. We, through the Shem Shakai, reach to the Vav of Vehaya, and from the Vav, you reach the Yud. And that's why the Shem is backwards. And that Shem Shomayim has no Kedusha alone unless we make it Kodesh. So the Kedusha comes from the Shem Shakai. The Shem Shakai is what gives the Kedusha to the Shem Havaye. Because that is the Avoid of Olam Hazeh. Avoid of Olam Hazeh is that the Shem Shakai reaches you. Once you reach the Shem Shakai, the kill, the potential, the godliness, the ultimate chesed is there, and that Shem becomes the sulam to send, to go up. Emuna leads you to emes. That emes v'emuna is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our avoid, that Dr. Sfasel said before, is emuna into emes. And that's what he says, Tochozi kill shakai ukimne betzadika de alma, the base sipuk alma. View over olam dai. This is the Elokus. They said the olam dai. It's enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to grow. This is the tzimtzum. The tzimtzum is the one that brings the chesed. Omnu keshemak vayilu yizkeh milas kelim or emes kreses yol malchus ki mene yud ki makol. This is Shem Shakai. But he said, this is what the Sfasem is going to say, that in Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Gil Elokus, first there was Lama HaRoyis HaLamazeh. In the world of darkness, first, before the light, there is always a lot of darkness, because the darkness tells you that's the Tzimtzum. We know that the world of Chesed can only come after the Tzimtzum. So the avoidance of Tzimtzum is, we just told you, right? Gvul Samtalyom, that the world of Tzimtzum is by you being Metzamtem Olam Hazeh, you are able to reach to the Elokus, which is hidden, which is the Shem Shakai. And the Shem Shakai is the Elokus, which is everywhere, but it's undeveloped. And we need to reach out to it and make it develop. Our development is to take away the Orla and to reach to the Mila. That is the Shem Shomayim, and then we reach to Yud Kivovke, and that Yud Kivovke transcends. That's why by Avraham Avinu, the Chavtza, the Kitas Chifetz was Mila. Because Mila was the Shem Shamayim that Avraham Avinu was involved. Avraham Avinu was always involved. That's why, by the way, Michael is right. That's why it's called a Mita Shel Torah Mezuzah. Because Mezuzah is a Mita Shel Torah that you go from the Shakai to the Vehaya. That's Yadua. But Rabbi said, this is why after Avraham Avinu, we ask the Kitas Chifetz by Avraham Avinu, it has to be always Shem Shamayim. Right? That's why tzitzis doesn't work. But by Avraham Avinu, he had only mitzvah smila, because mitzvah smila is the kel shakai. Yisalech lefona ve'yetomim. His avoid of gilu shem shamayim was taking away the darkness of Olam Hazeh to reach through the core. The gilui of mila, right? That's the gilui of mila. That's why for him, shem shamayim was mila. For us, we, after the Oves, we know that we have the Mila. The Mila is something which is natural by us, right? We don't need to do Mila, because by the 8 days, this the Mila, that's automatic. Us is to take this into an approach, but to reach to Shem Havaye. Our connection is Torah Mitzvahs, is the transcendence. The Oves reached to Shem Shakai. They revealed the Shem Shakai. They took the mezuzah from the chitzoinus to Vehaya. We have to go to the Vov, to the Yudi Vehaya. That's why for us, Shem Shomayim is only Kedusha. It's only Sefer Torah or Tefillin. By Avraham Avinu, he Shem Shomayim, is not Sefer Torah Tefillin, that that's his avoida. He Shem Shomayim is a Shem Shakai, which is the concept of Bris Milah. That's why the mitzvahs of the Oves, says the Rambam, our mitzvah is not the Oves. The Oves was the mitzvah of the Shem Shakai. They were reaching out spirituality in Olam Hazeh. That's not our avoida. Our avoida is to take that spirituality of Olam Hazeh and use transcendence to connect to Olam Haba, which is Torah and mitzvahs. But for us to reach to Torah and mitzvahs, we needed the Oves first. That's why the Oves are the mitzvahs that they expired by Matan Torah, because by Matan Torah is our void, not the Shem Shakai, is the void that would give off. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is not a new mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mitzvahs of the Oves and expanded and extended, because the void of Yudke Vovke, of our void, is extending the Avoida's Oves. And this is very practical to us, because the Oves says the Sfasemes, that's Avoida's Achol. During the Chol, we find Kedusha. During Shabbos, we can experience the Kedusha. If a person is able to find Kedusha B'Olam Hazeh, then he's able to transcend with that Kedusha, that inspiration. Some people have no inspiration on Shabbos, because Mishaloi Torah, if during the week you're not able to reach to the Nimius, to the Ruchnius in the world of Gashmi, you're never able to experience the Geula. That's why before every Geula, there is always Golos. Always Golos, meaning we all know this, that the Second World War, that ultimate, and Halimdos used to say, there is something of two kinds of revelation. There's a revelation of absence, and there is a revelation of presence. And the revelation of presence is only a concept after the revelation of absence. Golos and Geula can only come after Golos. Says Sasem is yes, because the Avodas Oves is to find the Kodesh Baruch in the world of Tzimtzum. That's why also here, before it says Mitzrayim, is Lama Harioisa Lama Zeh. You have to see a Kodesh Baruch in the darkness, the Avodas Tzimtzum, and that's our Avoda, because if you reach the Shem Shaka, Sheomer Loilomu Dai has two sides to it. One of that is that it's undeveloped. She'omer l'olamo dai, Kodesh Baruch Hu stop the development. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Yesh dai l'chol b'yoved." There is a lukus in every bria. Our avoid is to reach the lukus. Once we reach, we have the ability to transcend. There's no transcendence without getting to the shoresh. You should realize something. There's no yesh me'ayin. The avoid is a tzimtzum, is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. We need to find. Right, we need to find. This is a treasure hunt. Once you find the treasure, it has the ability to. That's the olam shomal olam odai. That's the shakai goes to the world kill, and that's why the shakai goes to vehaya, which is taking Shem Shomayim from the vav to the yud, which is our avoida. So may HaKadosh Baruch allow us to experience this, to realize that the mezuzah is the gvulim in the house, those are the barriers, those are the boundaries, and realizing that from the Shem Shaka you reach to the Shem Havaya. And the Shem Shaka is what gives the Kedusha. You realize that the Kedusha of the mezuzah, Vehaya, is no Kedusha. What gives the Kedusha is the Shem Shakai. And the Shem Shakai is that Nekuda, which she is Daibelokusoi, that we can grow and transcend. Nekudah Shbuch help us, that Yemi Achol should provide us that Nekudah, and even the world that we live today. I always say, to be able to see the vaccines, which is mRNA, which is an unbelievable tikkun, that this will be a world of vaccines and a world of hopefully a revolution in medicine, how medicine will be delivered, had to come through a mokum of darkness, has to come out from Mahif, and realize that always the epidemics, the Spanish flu, led to huge developments, right? You always need a nekuda of darkness to force us in the tzimtzum to look for sheyesh dai l'chol bria, and that's a tikum shem shakai that leads us to the shem havaye. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us this to happen, bekorv.
On the Amitas Shel Torah by mezuzah, how does that tie into a line, putting a line there, sirtut, that's going to reflect the ideas you just spoke about?
So the Tzaddik always says, right, the letters, you realize that all the letters are below the line, as opposed to America, right, English, that you write above the line, in Hebrew you write below the line. And Shita also shows that there is a process, that words, right, Shita is the idea of that, Hadashoit, what's Hadashoit, that things are not in line. So Shita means that everything is in line, there's a process. That's the idea. Amita Shel Torah tells you that the world here, there's a process that you go through, right?
Why only by mezuzah? Or maybe Torah.
Because mezuzah is the boundaries, right? That's when you enter the house. Those are the boundaries from the outside to the inside. The mokum of knisa to the inside is the mezuzah. And it tells you the way to do it is reaching the Shem Shakai. That's the key that allows you to go in. That's it. So in other words, the door to the house, which is the door to our hearts, which is the door to our souls, is the Shem Shakai. That's it. So know there's Dai Loilomoi and realizing that that Shem grows with our Avoida, with our Tikkun, which is Bris Milah, that we are Avoida Sub Misaken. So therefore, the first, the Knisa, the entering, the gates from the outside to the inside, from the Chitsoinus to the Pnimius, is always the Mezuzah, is the Shem Shakai, the Shem Vehoya. Right? And you realize that the Vehoya is taking the past into the future, right? That is exactly the Shem Vehoya.
Does it tie to the word to cert, the Austin sense of engraving? You're saying chita, which is a line. How about that?
It could be, but the posh pshat is called chita, tachas a chita. And chita, Rosh always says, right? Chita is hada shoita, right? Shoita is when there's no progress, when everything is mixed. And chita, when there's a process, there is a mehalach. Right? And we realize that our writing is below the line. Our right is below the line, which allows us to below the line transcend to above the line. In other words, our avoidance is not transcendence, it's to reaching out. This is the sasem, as we've seen all the time, right? Our first step of avoidance is reaching to your heart, and then you could transcend. People who can look up always without looking inwards are missing the point. The others, we can only transcend into eremitzes because the others look inwards. There is the gilui, the concept of avodas atzimtzum.
And why would you say that? Because, I mean, the tefillin doesn't have that. Can you contrast that with tefillin where we don't have sirtas?
Yeah, because I told you, only the mezuzah is the gateways, right? There's no tefillin, not the gateways. The first step is the gateway, is the mezuzah. Once you have the mezuzah, tefillin goes. But the mezuzah represents the gateways, right? Noelam Hazeh, opening a door, is opening the gates. That's opening the gates. The mitzvah of opening the gates is mezuzah. Mezuzah b'pizchoy. Right? That's why it's the shmir, right? Because Olam Hazeh, the tzimtzum, right? What is the tzimtzum? The tzimtzum is that you have to go, you always think that the tzimtzum means that you have to go out here somewhere else. How do you enter in? You enter into the mitzvah's mezuzah. Mezuzah is entering in, is the knisa. Very different. By the way, can I tell you something? It's a very good exercise. If you look at MS V'yotzif, right? Every one of them is connected one of the psukim in Shema. MS is MS, Shema Yisrael. V'yotzif is the only one which is in Aramaic, which is connected Bor Shem K'boid Malchus Olelam Vo'et, right? Lemoshal, what's connected V'shinantam L'vadecha is the idea of Yoshua. Yashus is how you teach your children. Overs are called Yishorim. Right? I told you the only way to teach the kids is to be consistent, to be straight. Don't let me fool you to be straight. What is the avoid of tefillin? Veneman. What is the avoid of mezuzah? Is vetoif. Toif is dover sheshlo kiyum. Kiyum is mezuzah. Mezuzah is making it your house, into your possessions, to go in, is the entrance in the shama. That's when you make mitzvahs into something real. That's mezuzah. Right? The word v'toyv is v'chsavtar mezuzis, and then here also v'yatzi v'nocha v'kayim v'yosher v'neman v'choviv, right? It's the idea of mezuzah. But the idea of toiv, which is the last one of mezuzahs, is also toiv, which is rotze b'kiyumi. That's it.
When you say Shema, you mean the first two paragraphs of Shema?
Which one do you mean?
The 15 against the first thing, the first two paragraphs.
No, the first two paragraphs, yes. Shema, I told you, if you go, it's fantastic. But Shema, the word Shema is connected emes. The Yatziv, which is the word in Aramaic, which is Yatziv, which is something of emes, which is standing, right? Which is Malchus HaTato, which is Yehud HaTato. Yatziv is connected Mokshim for Malchus HaLoelam. V'Neman, V'Yosher, V'Chovi, V'Nechma, V'Noim. That's why V'Noira, V'Adir is connected V'Chora, V'Hashem, V'Yotzer, V'Hashamayim. Right? You go and it's very clear.
Also, is gematria ka, which is gematria, the idea of attaining the Yud-K.
So may HaKadosh Baruch allow us to reach out to our pnimius, that's avoid as a whole, vul samta bali avoirun, and then to grow and to allow this, the shaka gives you to kill, and kill is a potential that has to develop. Chodesh Shvat is that Chodesh Shvat, that is the time of Chanota, that the water becomes it starts flowering, and the flowering is the growth of fruits, etc.
The basis for the vaccine, was it called RNA?
Yes, RNA.
Do you think that this RNA invention that they just discovered could eventually lead to something equivalent for the common cold?
Not to the common cold, I think it to the many worse diseases. It was developed originally to treat cancer, you know, right? That's what the idea is, to create very much tailored the delivery of medicine to make the cells to protect themselves, to give them basically orders or to give them directions or instructions to be able to defend themselves. So that's what I think. I think, by the way, that was it, right? That what they have been developing this thing for 10 years. It was made for delivery of medicine for cancers. That does it. And this is what's going to happen. But they needed the funding and they need to treat. And this worked very well to produce very quickly antibodies against the virus. But that's it, right? Always from the darkness, there is light. Always from the darkness. Before, like Chazal say, right, the Lama, the world of Alois HaShachar, right? When the world of Alois HaShachar is right, the one that precedes the light. Emuna precedes Emes. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes Emuna, Mitzad Just is Emuna of Emes from Shachar to Kiel, which is the Shem Shammai. Which is the Tzimtzum Midas Adin, this Midas Chesed. That's all God.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com